Welcome back to another episode of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. At least that's what the name tag says right there. I have another unboxing for you guys today. This one's kind of cool. Let me just bring this big boy over here. Got a big picture window in the front there. Look at that. That thing. It's the Dungeons & Dragons Icons of the Realm Ice from Icewind Dale, Rime of the Frost Maiden. I'm probably going to butcher this name. Arvaturus? I don't know. It's a big dragon. Big honking white dragon. This thing is just beastly. It's from the, I believe, WizKids. Yeah, WizKids makes it under the D&D license. And we just got this thing in today, and it is amazing. So let's just pop this thing open and see what it looks like outside the box. I mean, don't get me wrong, the clear picture window in front is great. But it just cannot replace actually seeing this thing. Yeah, it's in pieces. Here's a, we got the tail. In the back here. So this needs to be a symbol, just like most of the bigger statues. So the tail is in the back, in its own little container. So let's just, yeah, it's gonna have tape there, which I brought my handy dandy detaper tool. We will pop it open. It's just held together by a, I don't know what you want to call them, but little knobs that fit into the little divots to kind of somewhat hold it in place. Oh geez, he's kind of heavy too. Is he latched in there? No, they don't have him strapped in any way, shape, or form. Sometimes they'd like to do that with little twist ties on the back. Oh wow. Considering he's PVC, it's still pretty heavy. Oh, this is just, you know, it's probably, you know, I'm sure white dragon, ice dragon, it's so pretty. Let's just see how easy the tail is slotted. And you can put it right there in his old booty hole. It only fits one way, so we're gonna stick it in there, push it in place. It's near seamless. I mean, you can still see a small seam, but yeah, for what it is, it's, wow. This thing is just amazing. We got a dragon rider here. And to show the scale, I mean, here's the figure. This is the dude riding. Tiny. He's this big. Dragon this big. Yeah, it's really, really pretty. It may look unfinished because it is a white dragon, ice dragon. It's kind of a grayish color, but I mean, you can see the rider with his saddle, harnesses going down around his legs. The mouth is painted and the eyes are painted and the tips of his claws. The rest is this different shades of gray. He's got the spiny back. Yeah, this thing pretty. It's already mounted on a clear stand. So if you've ever played D&D, oh, look at that. If you look on the bottom of the stand, it actually has his name kind of silkscreened, the dragon's. I don't know if that's the dragon's name or the dragon rider. Either way, obviously I have not read Icewind, I haven't played any of the campaigns from Icewind Dale yet. Rime of the Frost Maiden. It's one of the more recent books within the past year. It's kind of hard to do any kind of gathering group D&D type stuff with the pandemic. But man, if you're a DM who likes to use props to show what they're fighting or, you know, what's going on, it does help having the little characters representing the players. It just adds another element to it. Just like I know a lot of DMs like to use music. It does add a lot. I'll get a lot more close-ups of this for you in set. But yeah, the wings, everything. He's got a pretty decent wingspan. Ring-a-ding wings are really very bat-like. Textured really nice. I can't find anything that I don't like about this. This is a really nice addition to any D&D campaign. If you're far enough along that you're in the Icewind Dale Frost Maiden book, I'm guessing that's where this guy comes from. This would be an amazing prop piece to use. It is pretty much to scale. The figure dude is kind of short on this huge, huge dragon. Wow. Very, very iguana-like in the head. The different color dragons, if you didn't know, do actually have different appearances besides just their colors. And this is very, very typical of a white dragon head. Oh, so nice. I really like the base. I'm not sure if you can take him off the base. It doesn't feel like it. In fact, it looks like he's stuck to it right there. Not sure why you'd want to take him off the base, but hey, we don't have that option, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, there you have it. The I can't pronounce the name. Let me check the box again. Arvaterus. I'm sure I got it wrong, and I'm sure you guys will tear me up for it, but that's fine. So yeah. Look at that pretty boy. He's a pretty dragon. WizKids does a great job. A lot of good detail for the price. It's got a little heft to it. It's not a light piece. It's not hollow. It feels like it's probably solid all the way through. Solid chunk of PVC. So yeah, there you go. That is, even if you don't play D&D, that looked kind of cool on the shelf, huh? Yeah. All right. If you liked this video and you'd like to see more like it, please subscribe to our channel. It really does help with the metrics. Hit that little bell icon up there in the corner. Yeah, it looks just like a bell. Hit that. You'll be notified every time we put up new content that you don't miss anything. And until the next video, later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reed? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?